The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Mean Advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Exciting news, boys.
Oh, God.
They're finally doing it.
Yeah.
They're making a movie about Batman.
I have heard about this guy.
Yeah.
So he's like a cop, right? Do you know?
Sort, well, but, here's the
but
thing.
He wears a silly costume, and I can't make heads or tails of this fucking
He's
guy
kind yet. Of an amateur detective, right?
Yeah. Right,
because
right.
He's not sanctioned by
right.
anyone, so he kind of is taking the law into his own hands. But here's the thing.
Now, I thought that's what the law was doing already.
It's
pretty
weird.
Much.
Yes. Yeah. It's yeah. confused. It's like confusing.
Right.
Me.
And add on to that, he dresses up as a whimsical character. I assume for merchandising reasons, or
that's
maybe
that's crass. Like, that's cynical, Travis.
Well, it might just be
too.
Copyright. I don't know. But they're making a movie about him. There's a
sure.
guy asking some questions.
Like what?
And the Batman
can you,
is trying.
Can you give me? Can you give me? Can you give me example of the questions you would ask a Batman?
Well, he's just kind of like, "Who are you, Batman?" And he's like, well, "I can't tell you. That's the whole point. That's why I wear the mask. I
hey,
can't
it's not
tell
fair
you.
That you don't use your real name."
I agree. You know, he's looking for Harvey Dent. He knows Harvey Dent's name.
He knows
you
Harvey
know
Dent's
I mean?
Name, but people aren't like, and what's your name? And he's never like John or whatever his name. I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah. I also, here's the other thing that is weird, and maybe I'm not understanding this. He doesn't use his real name, I guess, to protect yeah. those he loves, but he also Some doesn't seem to love anybody.
Huh.
So
well,
like,
that's, just call yourself John Richards or whatever. I don't know the man's name.
I don't know
do
what
you
he's
think it would
protecting.
Be, do you think that Batman would have the same weight if he were like, why won't you reveal your secret identity? And he actually had to say with a straight face, to protect my butler.
Yeah, right?
I don't want
to. I have a really nice house.
He's wealthy.
I have a nice house and a cool butler, and I don't want either of them to get messed up.
So
I'm worried that people will throw eggs at my house.
What's he got? He's got like strong bones or like hover jets or.
He's got good brain.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a real good brain, and he's got some cash on hand. He's
don't
got
you,
a lot of liquid assets.
Don't you think that the guy, don't you think criminals would be like even more intimidated
yeah.
if they knew that even if they beat the Batman up in a fight, he could still buy their grandma's house
yes.
and knock it down?
Or at the very least, he probably has access to high-powered lawyers. You know?
It's yeah.
Like, the Joker beat up the Batman again, and now Batman is suing him.
Wait a minute.
And he's going to put him in jail for damages, for his negligence.
Now, hold on. You're telling me this guy knows the Joker?
Oh, well.
From the movie The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix?
They know each other in passing. They have a certain familiarity with one another. I wouldn't say they're intimate.
I'm reeled in, man. I'm all in.
Now I'm in. You remember in The Joker, remember a couple times he met the little kid dressed up like a bat?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't grow out of it like everybody in the movie says he's going to.
Okay.
He just sticks with it. He
this
sticks
is a
with
spin-off.
The whole bit.
This is a spinoff.
Yes.
It's a spinoff of The Joker.
Maybe a spinoff, a sequel.
They're going to make a sequel to The Joker, right? It
yeah,
seems
right.
inevitable. They got to and made $1 billion. Can I give you guys a pitch.
Okay.
Jokers.
Oh. Huh.
And so he just makes other ones by biting them.
Uh-huh.
He finds common criminals,
yeah.
bites them.
cool.
Turns them into Jokers, creates an army of Jokers.
Isn't still this one of the games? I think this is a Batman Arkham game.
Still no Batman. Uh-huh. No, no, no. There's no Batman. Oh. He just makes more and more Jokers, and they get more and more powerful.
And then if they let me ask you a question, Justin. Yeah. And just to like punch it up a little bit and add a little bit of that Griffin's zest and spice to the pilots you're always whipping up, is if those Jokers
uh-huh.
bite other people, do they then also become Jokers?
Uh-huh. Yes, you're getting it. That's a okay. little bit you're getting into okay. Act 3.
That's good.
I did want to reserve some of this for you know, the our pitch meetings, but yes, that is.
We could do like we may be touching a live wire right here, but it could have a little bit of like coronavirus commentary.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, can we punch up a little? Can I punch up a little bit? Can I just do a little punch
wait,
up?
Wait, I just want to stick with this coronavirus.
No, I'm going with it.
No, but
I got popcorn,
the masks have big smiley faces on them.
Okay. What if the ending is that now he sees the evil he's created and he turns good to fight the other Jokers?
No.
So maybe he and Spider-Man team up and they fight Carnage together.
Can you stop saying dumb shit? What if the Joker turns into Batman?
Shit, that is good.
The Joker turns into Batman at the end of Jokers. And it's like, this is where I came from. I have to set right what once went wrong.
And then Alfred turns into Joker in the past.
Okay. That's what's the hardest is Batman's got to stake Alfred.
Yeah. But it's a time loop thing. And like it's a whole thing. And but it Jeff Goldblum is like, you're selling it.
Turns out Alfred's biting people and turning them into butlers. Which is peculiar. Hey, can I, hold on, let me just step out of the bit for a second. Who is Zack Snyder and why should I care so much about this man's cut? I will admit to not watching any of the DC superhero movies since I did see Man of Steel after drinking two mimosas and promptly fell asleep for 1.5 hours in a movie theater.
I fell asleep after drinking too much booze in Man of Steel too.
It's a fantastic experience, bad film, and from what I can tell, the rest of them have been quite bad too. So as I can tell, Zack Snyder is either the writer, director, maker of some of these films, and people really think he got the shaft on his cut, which I guess means the edit, or there's extra bonus scenes with Superman, Griffin, but he's bad. I don't know, man.
I can explain it to you.
Please.
You know
please.
How
but,
everyone...
But do keep it short. Let me... I feel like a voice box for our audience, and I only barely give a shit about this.
Okay, so I can explain it in like 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know how everyone walks out of every movie saying the problem with that movie was it was too short, and that's why it wasn't good? And I would like that movie more if it was like 1 hour and 20 minutes longer?
Yeah.
That's the Snyder Cut. It's almost 3 hours long.
Fuck yeah, baby. That's what I want. Yes.
And they added in unfinished scenes that they spent $30 million to finish.
Okay. All right. So, why didn't they finish on the first go-around, Zach? That seems like you fucked up, pal.
Yeah, the assumption with the Zack Snyder Cut, and I can sort of boil it down for you.
Please.
The assumption being made by the fan base of the Snyder Cut is that a man who has not made a good film since 2004's Dawn of the Dead did actually secretly make a good film.
Yes.
And Joss Whedon messed it up.
That Joss Whedon,
against all odds, inspirationally, had not managed to make a good film for 15 years, but did do it, and then it was taken away from him for being too good?
The point is that Joss Whedon fucked it up real bad.
Fucked up the work of the director of the Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Yes. Is that the visionary behind Sucker Punch would have nailed it, but instead, Joss Whedon... Zack Snyder had to step down because of, I believe, a death in the family. But then Joss Whedon came in and fucked it up real bad.
Right.
And so then Zack Snyder came back in and re-injected 1 hour and 20 minutes about into the movie, and now it's great.
Okay, all I needed was that Owls of Ga'Hoole. That was really the codex that unlocked this entire sort of mystery for me. So now I'm fully pumped, and I've got my digital reservation ready to go on my Roku. Should we do some questions?
I'd love that. This is an advice show.
Obviously.
There is a Snyder Cut of this episode.
Yeah.
Which is a joke that would have been funnier 3 months ago.
Indeed.
And not a joke. my boyfriend's birthday is coming up, and he has previously requested a specific hat from a TV show he likes.
Just say Jane's hat from Firefly. Just say it.
The problem is we live together because of the global pandemic. We're always together. How can I make him a hat without noticing? Secret knitter. Okay, it is Jane's hat.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely, 100%. Can you guys think of another notable...
TV
another
hat.
Notable TV hat.
Knitted, especially knit. Another notable knitted TV hat.
Except for Castle's beret from Castle.
Well, obviously.
That's obviously out.
There's the NCIS thinking hat.
Yeah,
and that's true. That's the one that they, when they're having a really tough time with the murder mystery or whatever on NCIS, then the lady who wears a sort of gothic aesthetic goes into the box where they keep the NCIS thinking hat, and they call it that.
And there's the one that Lucifer wears in Lucifer, and it's like a knitted Viking helmet that he puts on every time he has sex. And he calls it my sexy time Viking hat, which isn't good. It's not a good, but it's like three times an episode it comes up.
He's okay. Now, Joe Mantegna in the hit series Criminal Minds, every once in a while he says, bring me the Criminal Mind hat.
Yeah.
And that's how he gets into the criminal's head. It's a sort of a, how would you, it looks like kind of a beer, one of the beer drinking hats.
Yeah.
But it's completely knitted. So that could be the hat they're dealing with.
And you know how in The Good Doctor, he asked for his hat, but it's just kind of like a mask that makes him look like the anonymous guy, makes him look like Guy Fawkes, but it's knitted.
Yeah, that show got really hackery.
Yeah, it turned really
such
hackery.
A big focus on hackers.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, there's the justice hat from Night Court.
Of course. Of course.
How can you knit in private a secret knitting? Wow, you really couldn't have picked... On the turlet. That's high stakes, isn't it? Knitting
well,
is a very...
The problem with this is if you haven't...
Well, what happened?
What the fuck just happened to you?
Well, I was thinking about knitting on the turlet. And then I thought...
Yeah. Flipped your microphone upside down.
Yeah. Then I thought, what happens if your boyfriend knows that you're kind of a fast bathroomer, right? And now you're in there for like 20 minutes at a time. You're going to have to develop a condition.
Whoa, sorry, NBC just referenced our meme.
That's so strange.
What?
At the NBC Twitter account just tweeted, we are very uncomfortable with the energy we have created in the studio today, which is a TikTok meme from the Bim Bam TV show.
That's so
weird.
Fucking,
sorry,
sorry, everybody, that really derailed us. So
Well, let's talk about this. Let's speak on this. The other thing we were doing wasn't interesting. Let's speak on this, NBC.
Let's speak on it, yeah.
Hey, so we've interrupted the knitting question. Do it on the toilet. Travis got it in one. NBC has just tweeted, we are very comfortable with the energy we've created in the studio today. And then a link to a video about Office.
Right.
So they've taken it and they've turned it. They're comfortable.
So what is it? This is a TikTok meme from the hit series. Now, okay. So, here's the weird fucking Ouroboros that I do not even know that NBC knows that they have bit into. They have referenced a TikTok based on a TV show.
Uh-huh.
that they unknowingly accidentally
that
made.
They secretly own.
They own that meme.
Oh, that's good shit.
And they have once again bit into the McElroy apple with the work we are doing with them on a Taz animated series on Peacock, which is definitely coloring every word of what I've been saying for the past couple of minutes.
And that's why I'm a big fan of this.
A big fan of this. I love to see that NBC is kind of... One of the weirdest relationships in entertainment, I think, us and the NBC brand. Wouldn't you say that is true?
Yes, but know weird in a good way.
When NBC picked back up or picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine because they were like, Mike Schur belongs here. This is Mike Schur's home. That's kind of like us, but it's like they keep finding us in the attic. And they're like, I guess this is the McElroy's home. Did we not get rid of the McElroy? I thought we got... No, they're still... Okay, cool. Great, great, great.
Yeah, we are. We're the salamander under the couch. Thought you saw run out the front, but was actually in the vent the whole time.
Yeah.
They're back. Let's try to make a cartoon of them, I guess.
Can you knit together the hat in small quadrants. Like you knit a 16th of the hat, and he's like, "What is that?" And you say, "A coaster," right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can knit those 16 pieces together to make the hat, and then you can kind of divide up the work, and it's never completely obvious what it is that you're making.
Oh, but
and
that
also
takes
during
so
in
much...
in the interim, you have so many coasters.
But then you got to really line that up. You know, that's going to take a lot of precision, because if you do it in like 16 pieces, and even the scale is slightly off on some of them. Oh boy, it's gonna look silly.
You gotta do it all sort of separate. Oh, you know what you could do? You know how sometimes businesses will ship things separately from internationally to try to skirt tariffs?
Yeah.
They do like tariff engineering by dismantling something into separate components
we
and importing
all
those
yeah.
before they're assembled. That's basically what you could do with this hat. Just leave different sections of it lying around the house. And oh, that was just a scrap project I did. And then one furious night, you assemble all of the pre-knitted pieces. I also, for the record, do not know how knitting works. That
no.
would be a good... I should have established that earlier.
So,
fish like candy to my soul.
Didn't we just
fish
do it?
Fish you okay. rock and fish you roll.
It feels like
oh
we
my
just
lost
did
lost for you and I'm so lost.
Who's
for
this?
Fish.
David.
And you come fish into me. Yeah,
did you change the name of the segment, David?
And I fish into
we
you.
We fucking get it, Dave Matthews, man. That's let's so start the quiz.
Hi, it's me, your host, the host of Under the Table and Fishing, America's number one game show about Dave Matthews Band and fish.
Sorry, right now, are you Travis or Dave Matthews?
No, I'm Travis now. You can tell because I sound
thank
like
you.
Travis, and I'm Dave Matthews.
Thank
I'm
you,
the
Dave.
Co-host.
Such an honor
I'm not.
Here.
Oh, thank you for having me again. This is my court-ordered community service.
No, okay, Foghorn Leghorn yeah. Matthews.
Where am I
love
from?
This.
Nobody knows.
Under the table and frying.
Ah, very good. Oh. Travis, do you want to tell them about the twist this week? Yes, thank you, Dave. In this week's Under the Table and Fishing, as always, I will be reading you lyrics from Dave Matthews Band and Fish, and you'll be trying to guess who did what. But this week, there will also be one lyric by the band 311 thrown in there.
You stinker.
And
you
you'll have to
stinker.
You'll have to identify that. I don't want to make it too easy for you
all
or
right.
the folks at home.
Let's go.
Okay. Don't let it get away. And if we did, we're going to get it back. And in time, you and me, we will be over and again and again.
Jesus Christ.
Fish. I'm going to say fish.
This will be a wild move on your part, but I'm going to start out guessing 311.
No, I'm sorry. That is Dave Matthews.
Motherfucker. How did we both fuck that up?
The Dave Matthews experience. Okay. Next, coconuts and chloroform, some wicker and some cork, toxic waste, some purple paste, she hopes was not explosive.
Fish.
Fish.
That is fish. That is Reba.
Yeah.
By fish.
I need to start identifying something as fish or not fish. I think it's the introduction of Dave Matthews Band that is messing me up in my head. Because the fish ones are pretty obvious. I need to just start there and work backwards. Okay.
You're there. I'm here. Let's dance, my dear. What's your name? How do you do? What's the game? Hallelujah.
Dave Matthews Band?
I'm going to say 311.
That is Dave Matthews Band.
Nice job, Griffin.
That girl
really
is you.
Nice.
Yes, this is Dave Matthews again. What I realized helping Travis put together this quiz, my lyrics are dumb.
Now,
quite,
don't say, Dave could be listening.
I'm right here.
A lot of people like Dave Matthews Band.
I like Dave Matthews Band.
You're fucking
in
self-included.
Okay.
Tell me you've never looked at ants differently.
I do.
Heard that,
man,
that,
don't get me wrong. Hey,
I guess they are marching.
Folks at home, I love Dave Matthews Band. Okay.
Okay, well.
I don't but every time I do get indigestion, Rachel does get very annoyed that I instantly just go, hi, Truman. Just to let her know I have eaten too much.
Don't you rob yourself of what you're feeling. Don't you rob yourself of all that you could be. Roll hard till midnight. Roll till it's light.
Fish.
Ooh, now hold on. That's interesting. Is that one 311?
No, that one is Dave Matthews Band.
Mother of God.
So right.
This is so hard.
Griffin is one up. Where is the Joker? Have you seen him around with his three-coned crap? No, excuse me. His three-coned cap that he wears like a clown.
Batman.
Well, that's not one of the options, Justin.
I'm gonna say Batman. No. Fish.
God, it feels like fish, but I think it's one of those trick fish. I think this is 311 writing in the mode of fish as a pastiche
in their fish period.
To fish.
It is fish. So it's two up for Griffin.
Or it could be so 311 writing so well. Okay,
to be fair, I don't know who wrote these songs for fish. It's possible 311 wrote it for fish.
Right.
Sweetly.
This is our cover of the 311 song. We are the band Fish. Let us begin our concert.
Sweetly, in every way that you treat me, a fish story, but you know that it's picture perfect. Our morning glory every time that we wake. The morning ride is the longest ride. Take it.
Now, you said the word fish in there to try and catch us up, didn't you?
I can't answer
I
that.
Don't, I don't. Fish has written some truly rough lyrics in the past. I do not think that they would do that. I also didn't get a Dave vibe from that. So I'm going to put 311. I'm going to put 311
down. That is 311.
Yes.
That is
no 311.
We got 311 in the fucking dragnet.
Okay. I'm building you a pyramid with limestone blocks so large. I drag them from the mountaintop. You'll need a two-car garage.
That feels Dave Matthew. Fuck.
Can you read it again? That's really hard.
Yes. I'm building you a pyramid with limestone blocks so large. I drag them from the mountaintop. You'll need a two-car garage.
See, that doesn't feel like Dave to me. And there's no more 311, right? You can
Correct.
Give me that guarantee. That's yes. Fish then.
I agree with Griff.
That is fish. Okay, one
yes.
more. One more.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, hold tight, because the road can be a crazy ride. And I know we're going to be all right, because you are here with me.
Dave.
Dave Matthews. Well done, boys. Well
Thanks.
Done.
I feel
Griffin
really weird about
again.
How good I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you won the last time too, Griffin.
Yeah, he won the last time.
I like this bit because I've finally found something I'm good at.
Why are you so you guys, good at Under the Table and Fisher?
I don't know. I don't really like any of the bands involved. Can I do a Yahoo?
Yes.
I'd love that. Thank you.
This one was sent in by Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. It's anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call. Well, somebody responded to it, and their name is Deadpool, which is fucking cool and funny. So Deadpool asks.
I'm going to kick Deadpool's ass. Do you remember that? One time we were at a hotel and there was a conference going on and someone was like on like the 10th floor looking out the window and they saw someone cosplaying as Deadpool and just said half to themselves, I'm going to kick Deadpool's ass.
Yeah, it was at Comic-Con and there were so many people there and it's like, we're on the 10th floor of the hotel. How are you going to get down there and find that Deadpool again?
And why?
That specific Deadpool. There's other Deadpool at Comic-Con. There's 50,000 fucking Deadpools here. How are you going to find out? What did that one Deadpool do to you? Is that the real Deadpool and your Deadpool's enemy, whose name I don't know? Anyway, where's the Deadpool, the Zack Snyder Deadpool cut? Deadpool asks, just when I thought cowboy culture was dead, it only seems to be growing. Agree/disagree. Growing up, my friends were ashamed of their cowboy parents.
Hey, son, you want me to come in to career day? No, Dad.
No, Dad.
Please.
I can do some of my lasso tricks. No, Mom's shit. Come on. Now, growing up, my friends were ashamed of their cowboy parents. They refused to dress cowboyish and made comments like, I hate country music. But now they are older, most of them with families. I noticed now they changed and have accepted the cowboy lifestyle. They now dress in cowboy clothes and listen to country music. Yeah. Have you noticed this, or is this just something that happened in my city? That's from Deadpool.
No, it's definitely all over. I've seen that all over. You know, you get these
cowboy
punk
cultures?
Kids. Yeah, when they're like 18, you know, they're getting tatted up and pierced all over. But then by 36... Right. It's
cowboy.
Bolo ties, baby.
Yeah.
Yep. They're wearing Stetsons.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing some Dan's boots. looking
getting close with the Lord.
Getting close with the Lord. And enjoying country music. Little Carrie Underwood, I bet they enjoy. And they do not like it when you take their cows. And they're like,
they don't
I burned
like it
that
when you
cow's
take their
skin.
Cows.
Yeah. I put a hot piece of metal on that cow. It's mine, but I see it on your lawn, Dave. And you're
I
like,
was
well,
gonna
it wandered
that,
over
me
here.
Me and my family's going to eat that cow later. And uh-huh. You took them. So now I have to get you.
And now do you want some of these beans in the meantime that I've been cooking over this open fire?
That's huge now. Holy shit. Like, oh, yeah. Let's put jokes away for a second. Teens are cooking beans on campfires.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Teens
they're
on beans.
They're called teen beans.
Yeah.
And they're full of protein and actually really good on the glycemic index.
Yeah.
So that now, I love.
I saw on Facebook, though, that it was leading to a lot of injuries and, like, kids.
So fucked that. I think it fucking sucks that, like, beans come up organically, and you know what a big part beans play in my life, and I've probably got a lot of good bean material saved up. And the fact that you would just trample me like that is extremely hurtful.
He's the beans man. He's the beans man, Travis.
I'm sorry I trampled your beans.
I just have so many great insights about beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I was taking it in, like, a Tide Pod way.
It's like eating 1,000 tiny loaves of bread.
Really? Yeah.
See, Travis, let's just sit in it for a second and let Justin sort of dump his beans
wisdom. I'd love
to
sit in some beans. Yeah, remember that time I told Patch Adams my dream was to sit in a swimming pool full of beans?
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Because I'm nasty.
But you asked us if you should do that. And we said, no, you know what's going to happen. He's going to make you sit in beans. And then you're going to get in and you're going to instantly realize, oh, I don't like this. And he's going to make you stay in it till you're better.
I know for 100% fact two things.
Uh-huh.
One. Our audience has never seen the film Patch Adams. Two, we have definitely talked about the scene in Patch Adams where he allows an old woman her life's goal of sitting in a vat full of noodles.
This is true.
These two things. And I know a third thing. I have a new joke about it.
Okay.
How long did that old lady... Do you think after 5 minutes she was like, I know this probably took a long time to engineer, but I'd like very much to get out of the noodles now, if that would be okay.
I think if she made it 5 minutes, that's a triumph of the human spirit. Because I would get in and be like, there's not a lot to do now. And now, what do I do?
Yeah, what's next for me?
One time I went into like a resale shop to look for furniture for the theater I was working at, and they had a bunch of TVs set up for sale, and like you do at like a lot of electronic stores, they had like a movie playing on it, and the movie they were playing on it was Patch Adams. Mm-hmm. And it was such an interesting choice to me because they were like, you know what's going to get people really hyped to buy these TVs? It's going to really show the top quality of these TVs and get people energized. Patch Adams. And yeah, so there was just a row of 20 televisions all showing Patch Adams.
One time I was in the waiting room while my oil was getting changed and they were showing Hancock.
Nice.
There's not anything else I have to say about that. It's a badass flick.
I enjoyed it.
Superheroes, but he's not good. He's not nice. And we've also talked about Hancock before, so let's maybe
we've talked about everything before though. We can't just.
I've talked about cowboy culture, and
thank you.
I knew. Listen, I wasn't ashamed of our cowboy parents. I thought they were putting in honest work to raise their family. And
you know what I appreciated.
What did you appreciate, Trev?
Dad's best friend was his horse. And like the relationship, and people have asked us time and time again, what's the deal with you guys and horses? And that's really it is, you know, there was Uncle Honey and he was around all the time. And we loved that guy, you know, and sometimes Dad let him babysit or take the car out when he had big plans. And
the horse.
We knew growing up, and this was fine with us. We knew that if you asked our dad to list his great loves of his life, we would be three, mom would be two, the open prairie at dawn would be number one.
Absolutely.
That's our dad's heart. Yeah. Our dad's heart is in that wide open trail and the promise of fortune and misfortune that is imbued within.
And do you guys remember when Dad retired from being a sheriff and moved to that town? Because he wanted to make some money, not in the gold trade, but rather selling equipment to people in the gold trade. But the town was so lawless that he was forced to take up the badge again and become the law in that town. And I respected that.
Yeah, I did. Too. I understood it too, for sure.
Yeah.
I
fucking hated Bad Mustache Man, though. You remember when Dad had to fight Bad Mustache Man?
Did not like him.
To keep his city safe. He made six cool friends, and they were magnificent. And I've run out of cowboy references.
I did, yeah.
Do you remember when Dad played for the Dallas Cowboys?
But then he broke his shoulder, had to retire.
Remember when our dad played Cowboy Curtis?
Yeah. Do you remember when our dad was a young male cow?
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. So what do we want to do? You guys want to do another question? You want to go to the money? What are y'all feeling right
that
now?
That was such a good money zone handoff, and you've botched it. You have dropped the ball just like our dad did in Super Bowl 36.
Okay. Okay. Remember when our dad got really good at bebop? Okay.
All right.
Listen. No. Shut up. Shut up. Our dad works at a drugstore now. It's a very different lifestyle. Okay. Now we are going to go there. The money zone.
It's more important than ever to use the Postal Service. There, I said it. Support the Postal Service. And you can do that without even leaving your home by using Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and avoid going to the post office. Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just leave it for your mail carrier, maybe with a little note that says, thank you so much, we couldn't do this without you. Schedule a pickup or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get great discounts too. 5 cents off every stamp and up to 60% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my brother, all one word. That's Stamps.com, enter my brother, all one word.
Got it to brush the teeth.
Yep.
They get dirty when you eat food, and that's unavoidable. There's no such thing as clean food. It's all going to get on there. It's all going to stain them and get them filthy like your
teeth.
And
it's not just when you eat food, Griffin. Sometimes you're like on a motorbike and you just like have your mouth open.
You get bugs in there.
You trip
while you're on a farm and you land in a big puddle of hog shit.
Yep.
Whatever the situation, Quip has this amazing smart electric toothbrush that can teach you good habits, like, you know, brushing your teeth correctly for the right amount of time.
And for the right reasons.
For the correct reasons.
I'm just sick of all these sellouts out there brushing their teeth just to get ads on their shows. I brush my teeth for the right reasons, Quip.
Well, Quip has another good reason for you to do it. They have this new smart brush for adults and kids, and it connects to this Quip app on your frickin' phone, and it measures how good a brusher you are, and you get points, and you can redeem those points for rewards like free products, gift cards, and discounts from Quip and partners.
I'm sorry, that's the right reason. I'm going to do that now. I've changed my mind. This is the right reason.
It's very strong. It's a very strong, it's a powerful idea from Quip, innovators in the space. Fuck yes. Feel like you're going to Chuck E. Cheese every time you brush your teeth. It's amazing. Yes, you can get you can get a brush head, toothpaste, and floss refills delivered from $5. And you can start getting rewarded for brushing your teeth today by going to getquip.com/mybrother right now to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/mybrother. That's GETQUIP.com/mybrother. Quip, better oral health, made simple and rewarding.
Schmanners, noun, definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Munch!
Oh
no!
I wanna munch.
Squad?
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a somber podcast within a podcast dedicated to the latest and greatest in brand eating. And today we're saying goodbye to some friends. I have three different stories for you, all about saying goodbye.
Oh no!
And I think in these times, it's important to embrace change, but it's also very important to take a look back and say, like, this is where we were, this is who we were, this is what we were. The first and most notable, and this one is going to be a kind of a harder munch squad because it's not a lot of jokes in this one. We're going to send jokes. Jokes can kind of press its ear up against the door in case it hears something really important, but for the most part, I just want to take a moment to say goodbye because on August 13th. Taco Bell trimmed their menu at stores across the country. And we said goodbye to...
Justin, real quick.
12 really great items, Trav.
Can I make one joke?
Well, let's see.
It's weird to me that Taco Bell would have to cut their items when they are all made from the same five basic ingredients.
That's cruel.
It was in bad taste.
Damn it. Okay.
I heard you out, though. So they're streamlining as a result of COVID-19. I mean, these are today's calamities and casualties are all COVID-19 related. So they're streamlining their menu. A lot of restaurants have done this. You can't get a fucking grilled chicken sandwich at McDonald's to save your life, even if you're the kind of boy that just eats the loose breast of chicken to get him through the day. It's not available to you anymore. Taco Bell is following suit. We're going to say goodbye to some friends in the grilled steak soft taco.
No!
The seven-layer burrito.
What?
The Quesarito, which is weirdly still available via the app for order ahead. So I guess it's kind of like, if you want a Quesarito, you've got to let us know. We got to go into the closet. We got a high shelf. We got to get some stuff off of. Nachos Supreme.
Whoa.
This is the category. This is where it really starts to hurt for me because the beefy Fritos burrito is like my... fucking shit, along with the loaded grillers, both of which are now gone.
Wow.
No spicy tostada, no triple layer nachos. Potatoes, they don't have them anymore.
What?
Spicy potato soft taco, gone. Chips and dips, out. Cheesy fiesta potatoes, gone. So I just want to say, This one really stings. A lot of my road dogs are in that list, and I'm going to miss those boys and all the different things they did to my body. So rest in peace, my friends. You know, I hope to see you back again someday. You never know. Let's take a trip over to Belgium. Let's fly this sad funeral plane over to Belgium, where we're going to say goodbye to just basic human dignity. Burger King is offering to print customers' orders on face masks so they can avoid mask mumbling.
Huh.
So they can avoid mask mumbling. They will print. How do they get the orders?
250 of just ride or die Burger King fans over there are going to get their order printed on a face mask that they can wear into Burger King at this point in the biggest, boldest steps we've taken towards the WALL-E future yet. You'll just be able to point at your mask to get your food slurry shaped in whatever form you want it.
What this assumes is that every employee at these
it's Belgium, assuming a fucking yes. lot. I don't know how you're winnowing it down,
but that every employee at a Belgian at every Belgian Burger King will know about this, with only 250 of them being made, so that when one person, for the first time and maybe only time ever, walks into one location and just points at their own face mask, they'll be like, ah, of course. Of course I know what that means. Got it. It also assumes that you will get the exact same thing every time you go to Burger King, or is it dry erase? What's happening?
The last one is rough. Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC to its friends, is it's saying goodbye. It's a finger looking good.
No.
Well, because of.
Oh, I see.
I want to say a huge thank you to Justin, not me, to a different Justin, for sending this my way. But of course, yes, KFC has now on today, as we're recording this, the year of our Lord, and perhaps the day you're listening to it, August 24th, year of our Lord, Anno Domini 2020. Today, KFC was like, hey, are we still saying finger licking good?
People shouldn't do that.
I will raise the point that if you are eating the chicken,
yeah,
the damage is done.
Right.
And fomite transmission on surfaces does not seem to be a huge vector for infection. But that's not a good slogan. That's a very long slogan, actually. So, Catherine Tan Gillespie, Global Chief Marketing Officer at KFC, said in a statement, "We find ourselves in a unique situation.
Huh.
Having an iconic slogan that doesn't quite fit in the current environment." This is, of course, a problem shared by a lot of different chains. Yeah. You know, Whataburger has their longtime slogan, "Jam that virus inside me." And they have had to suspend that, of course.
Mickey D's had to change their Licky D's. Now they're, yeah, Mickey D's, yeah.
While we are pausing the use of It's Finger Lickin' Good.
We're pausing it. It's on hiatus.
It's just on hiatus until the day that, I assume the day the vaccine is made widely available. You will know, this is the reverse canary in the coal mine. You will know, yeah, that the danger has passed, because the colonel will proudly announce that you can once more lick your fingers.
And there will be a global balloon drop. It'll be the first one of its kind. Yeah.
While we are pausing the use of It's Finger Lickin' Good, rest assured, the food craved by so many people around the world isn't changing one bit. It would actually be patently insane if they were like, this food's too fucking good. Everybody's licking their fingers because it's so damn delicious. We have to fix it. Just wash your hands before you eat the chicken.
Oh, Steve, I see you got some KFC for lunch. How is it? I mean, it's good.
It's fine. I left my fingers filthy, though. I washed my hands, which is weird. It just said, during a year when the pandemic has upended businesses and lives around the globe, use of the slogan, quote, doesn't feel quite right. It is August 24th, okay? April, May, June, July. We're 5 months and change into this, and they've just now been like, no one lick your fingers.
Yeah. All right. That sucks.
Oh,
man.
Well, yeah, it's tough times all around, but you know, you do what you can. Let's do another question. Is there a way to make exercise feel good? Lots of people claim exercise feels good, but I find it actually feels bad when my muscles hurt. It's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
Are my endorphins broken? Am I permanently messed up from being the slowest kid in elementary school gym class? Or is there some way I can convince myself that exercise for its own sake isn't basically a form of punishment? And that's from Peeved at Push-Ups in Pasadena.
If exercise felt good, I'd be doing it
right
now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
This is exercise does not feel good.
No.
This is a lie.
No.
If exercise felt good, we'd all be carved.
Yes,
carved. We'd all have our beach bodies right 24 hours a day. Exercise doesn't feel good.
We'd all be shredded wheat. You know what I mean? We'd all be amazing. You. But the thing is, I think it feels good just, I think the idea of it makes you feel good, but the actual practice of it hurts your body.
It hurts your body to jump up and down.
Uh-huh.
And lift things.
Yes.
That are heavy for no reason. That one's going to make the old muscles and body and bones and tissue and organs hurt. I think that exercise felt good.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel good, though. Like, you know, in retrospect, you can get to the end of a run and be all sweaty, but then the sweat goes away, and you're like, man, that felt good. No, that's just your body thanking you for not running anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it will feel bad again later when you sit down for too long and go to stand up, and your legs are like, fuck you, you've used me all up today, check in again tomorrow.
I have a friend who did a big run, and like with lots of other people, and his nipples were gone. And it's like, I want to ask him in that moment as he crosses the finish line, they dump milk on him or whatever, like, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Because I bet you right then, actually, you know what, 10 feet before the finish line, how do you feel? Maybe the middle of the marathon, because when you're 10 feet from the finish line, you're probably like, oh God, it's almost over. Halfway through, when you could take or leave it and your nipples are already gone.
Yeah.
I bet you don't feel good. I bet this exercise feels quite bad in the moment.
There is a point in there where your nipples begin to chafe and you think, I'm going to keep going. And that for me is where the disconnect occurs. Because I would be thinking, oh, my feet are tired and my legs already kind of hurt. Wait, my nipples are hurting? I'm pretty sure they're not doing anything right now. This is clearly wrong. I'm going to go to a doctor. The time when I bet it would feel good is when I was like 18, 19, 20.
Yes, absolutely. That's just more of the good. Your body, when you're young, is filled with good juice.
Yes.
If you exercise, it triggers your muscles to release more good juice that just makes them feel good and go forever.
Correct.
You hit a point, I believe it's 28, uh-huh, where your body's like, that's all the juice I have. There's no more good juice production. So if you exercise now, you're just using up what little juice you have left.
Correct. And I think that's where I'm at now. I went for a walk with my dogs yesterday and noticed about 3 hours later, my arms hurt. And that's when it's like my body was like, I don't know what other signals I can send you, my dude, that we are not outdoor kids. You and me, buddy, we're chair friends.
Yeah, I got gamer hands.
Yeah?
That's tough.
And the problem is people look at me and they think Travis is a big, strong boy who can do anything.
Oh, no.
And they'll ask me, like, hey, can you run this marathon for charity? Or, like, I need a big, strong man to, like, lift this car off of this person who's trapped underneath it. And I'm like, oh, no, this is all for show.
Yeah, it's decorative meat.
Yeah, this is for showing, not for going. You know what I mean? Like, I can't lift that car off of your loved one. I'm sorry. But I can take a picture of it and put it on Instagram.
I have been having to wear a carpal tunnel brace on my wrist because I messed my body up because I'm old and I tried to start woodworking in my late 30s. Mm-hmm. And my body's like, that's too much. You can't squeeze that drill for that long. And now my body is so ruined by the carpal tunnel that I can't even game.
Ugh,
fuck, that's rough. Dude.
Ugh. Can you imagine, dude?
Nah, dude, I can't even.
Unless I want to do Kinect.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Should Just Dance with the kids?
Yeah.
So, no, I can't dance. No, my body's riddled with pain. I can't. It was so, it's hard to sleep in. It's a large brace.
And I thought you meant in your body. It's hard to sleep in my body.
It ain't easy. Thank you, Vistaril. Appreciate it. Anyway, getting old is bad. Yesterday, I was reading in my woodworking magazine, and there was an ad for very small oxygen tanks that let you keep woodworking even if you need one of those. And I fucking spiraled so bad, I had to lay down on the floor.
Awesome.
This is not, I'm not in any way joking. There's a man with a very tiny oxygen tank fucking doing some carving in his shop. First off, I still don't think that's a great idea. But secondly, I just fucking laid down and spiraled. I was in a bad state.
Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
Wait, I forgot that I have a great new segment for you guys.
Okay.
So I know I already did the one about fast food, but that one's over. We've all seen it coming for some time. We've been sunsetting it. It's in its twilight. I have been getting Wood Magazine. And Wood Magazine has pack-in advertisements.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I just wanted to share with you guys, as a member of the Wood Magazine target demographic, some of the products that are coming my way.
Okay.
First off is, it's a huge ad for advanced digital hearing aid technology, which is now rechargeable.
Ooh. Okay.
It's about how a Chicago doctor shook up hearing aid industry with his newest invention. It's a very good, it's very good hearing aid. It seems great. Here's one. This is good. Celebrate your team in style. And it's a decanter and four small glasses with my favorite football team.
The logo. Oh.
And then the stopper on the decanter is a little glass football helmet.
Justin, oh, when did you retire?
The crystal glasses and decanter are rimmed with gleaming 12 karat gold. Ooh. For beauty and years of use. So these
advertisements are not necessarily for woodworking supplies.
It's for exactly the demographic, okay, of Woodworking Magazine.
Holy
for example,
shit.
Here's a model, a Let Coke Refresh You behind the wheel of a daring Bel Air. This is an exclusive Hamilton debut of a small-scale model of a 1 to 18 scale, 11-inch long Coca-Cola car. It's a Chevrolet Bel Air with Coca-Cola graphics on
it. Beautiful.
Huh.
Beautiful. And just three payments of $33.33. And then you could own this fucking Bel Air with Coke logos all over for $100.
Justin, does every advertisement begin with, you're reading a woodworking magazine, so we assume you've got disposable income?
We assume you're burning it. You're old and ready to blow it all.
You don't want to leave anything to your ungrateful kids, so check out this decanter with your favorite sports team on it.
Now, in that same price range, limited to 95 casting days, ooh, skillfully handcrafted and painted by hand, this all-new collectible pays tribute to Budweiser, the king of beers, and the classic Woody Wagon. For just $100, I can have a small car with Budweiser written on it, and it looks like a wagon, and it's 11 inches long, and I can buy it for $100. It's a Studebaker Woody Wagon.
Say that?
Studebaker, you say it, funny guy. Vintage slogans and graphics complete its classic look. And you can just buy that. And you can own this small. You see these things and you're like, how do these... You see these things second, right? At secondary places. And you're like, that's a weird item. How did this get... What was the primary entrance of this item into the ecosystem? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody must have called Budweiser enough times that they're like, hey, do you guys sell like models of your...
I mean, like, you see this kind of stuff at a secondhand store and you're like, that's fucking weird. But you don't stop to consider like how it made its primary entrance into Earth. And this is how they're getting in, is through the Bradford Exchange. I have one more Bradford Exchange piece. I think this
can
is
I also
Bradford
just
Exchange.
Say real quick, this is a slight tangent, but you mentioning Budweiser, it suddenly clicked for me. A really good spokesperson for Budweiser would be Paul Reiser. And like, just say like, I'm Paul Reiser for Budweiser. And that's just making me really happy.
That kicks ass, Trav.
Hey, that was cool, dude. Spirit of the West Express Silver Edition.
Huh.
You can celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Indian Head Nickel with this real working electric train collection.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me with this? Here's some things it said. Oh, I did want to tell you, by the way, on the Budweiser thing, it has this big star emblazoned on it and written in there. It says, officially licensed by Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, thank God.
It'd be pretty fucking crazy if it wasn't, huh? If they're like, just like, hey, we're just making a Budweiser car. What do we care?
Fuck with the guys. Bradford Exchange. You can't touch us.
Can't touch us.
Do you know who we are?
So there's this... Imagine a person who's like, I did want to mark the centennial of this great nickel, so I'm going to buy a silver train to mark this exciting occasion. It's an electric train, and you get some pieces of track need to run your train, and it's got a nickel replica on the front, sure. And it's made of silver, and it's let's see, 3 easy payments of $26.66, and then you get other cars for more money. Minted for only 26 years. That seems like a long time.
You feel like you can make a lot of nickels in there.
Considering the Budweiser car only has 95 casting days, I have to say 6 years seems like a 26 years is a very long
time. I've never made a nickel before, and I think I could make a lot of nickels in 26 years.
I bet you could.
What's great about that train sitting on a shelf would be the best way. Like, it's like a prime example of a thing that like an adult kid would walk into and see on a parent's shelf and think, fuck you, Dad. I remember, Dad, when you told me you wouldn't help me buy my first car because I had to learn to be responsible with money. Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. Now you're just blowing $100. Think of all the times in your life you didn't have $100.
Right.
And now you have $100 to buy a Budweiser truck that you won't let your grandkids play with because I know you. On this silver train set, it says that you pay the $26.66 for 3 easy payments, then you keep getting the fucking trains. And then it said you can cancel any time.
What?
And I the idea that you would change from a person that would want this to a person that wouldn't want this at this point in your life is unfathomable to me. I'm assuming the only cancellations are usually part of estate settlements. I have to imagine that is the only actual cancellation of this product that ever occurs. Why am I still getting this?
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for listening to our program, My Brother, Me. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. Hey, will you get our podcasting book?
It's right over there. Can you just hand it to me?
I know we make this look easy, but it's actually quite a challenge. We could teach you how we do it. It's called Everybody Has a Podcast. Is it Everyone? I can never remember. I came up with the name, and I still don't remember. Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, and it's coming out in January, but you can pre-order it now. So please do that at wherever fine books are sold.
I wanted to say the last 72 hours have been pretty sort of horrifying nationally speaking, and I would encourage everybody to find some way to chip in to help, both with the California wildfires. There's no shortage of places that you can donate to, or mutual aid funds that you can support for specific communities affected by the wildfires, and also finding ways to support Black Lives Matter and the Milwaukee Freedom Fund, who's working with protesters over Jacob Blake's shooting, which is fucking infuriating in Kenosha. We'll have links in the episode description. And think about helping out with that, because shit is super rough right now.
Along those same lines, make sure that you are registered to vote. There was a lot of voter registration purging over time, and if you changed addresses, anything like that, it's really easy to check. Don't wait on it, because we're probably going to need to do a lot of early and mail-in and absentee ballots, and that is going to probably be a fucking mess.
Fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
So make sure that you're registered now. If not, get registered. And then vote against Donald Trump.
Also, thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winter Cities for a theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. And thank you for listening. Thanks, Maximum Fun, for having us on the network. And let's take it to the bridge. By which I mean the conclusion.
Let's do it.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It's Yahoo Answers user Anonymous. Deadpool also asked this one. Very irreverent and very funny. And he kicks ass, and he asks, is the TMNT movie from 1990 significant?
It's Justin.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Yeah, I'm Griffin McElroy. Sorry, that question has me on a journey.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.